غريبة وسيعود غريبا كما بدا. توبة للغرباء. As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Islam began as strange. Yes, we are strange to these people. Islam began as strange. And will return strange like it began. Tuba for the strangers. Tuba. What's Tuba? The ulama have two meanings for Tuba. Tuba means glad tidings. The first meaning. Glad tidings for the strange ones. The ones who are sticking to the Quran. The one who's sticking to the Sunnah. When people go away from it. Tuba to these people. The second meaning is Tuba, a tree in Jannah. A tree in Jannah called Tuba. For the one who sticks to the Sunnah. Who doesn't care what people say. When it's time for Salah, he comes to the masjid. He doesn't care if his friends are wasting time. When it comes to learning a lesson is in the masjid, he comes and learns. He doesn't care what his friends are going to say. Because he's a man. Because he's a woman. Or she's a woman. Who is here to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And fulfill the reason why they were created. He doesn't care. People are saying, why are you sticking to the sunnah so much? Because I love Allah and His Messenger, akhi. Because I want to be from that safe sect. Who's upon what the Prophet ﷺ was upon that day and his companions. Why are you leaving your beard? Why are you growing your beard? Because I want to follow the sunnah of Mustafa ﷺ, akhi. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said that, alhamdulillah, the beauty of the man, the beard. Best woman, said that, akhi. So don't fear about following the sunnah in everything in your life. People are going to come this way. Where's the proof of this, akhi? People are going to come, do this. What's your proof of this from the Quran and sunnah, akhi? Do not feel shy to attribute yourself to the sunnah. Do not feel shy to attribute yourself to the methodology of the salaf. You are salafi when you follow the way of the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you follow the sunnah according to their understanding, you're salafi. As Shaykh al-Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, لا عيب لمن أظهر مذهب السلف واعتزى به بل يجب قبول ذلك منه باتفاق لأن مذهب السلف لا يكون إلا حقا. And this isn't a joke, akhi. Shaykh al-Islam, he said that there's no shame, there's no aib. Do not be shameful in making the methodology of the Salaf apparent. Rather, people have to accept this from you. And this is a consensus. Because the way of the methodology of the Salaf is nothing but the truth. مَا كَانَ عَلَى مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهَا الْيَوْمِ wa أَصْحَابِ Whoever's upon what I'm upon today, the Prophet ﷺ said, and his companions. So I advise myself. I advise my elders, my uncles, my brothers, my uncles, those who are old enough to be my father. I advise all of us that we follow the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we may attain the love of Allah. So we may be from those people who Allah loves. So we may gain the victory. So Allah will support us. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق لا يضرهم من خذلهم ولا من خالفهم حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم على ذلك. Where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, where he said, there will never cease to be a group for my ummah, victorious group. Victorious group, apparent upon the truth. The one that differs from them won't harm them. The one who takes another religion won't harm them. The one who wants to follow other than the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam won't harm them. The one who tries to come within the people of the sunnah, to split the people of sunnah, he won't harm them. Until Allah's affair comes, ayy, the Yawm al-Qiyamah. And they will be upon that. And they will be upon that. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us his tawfiq. That we be from the people of the sunnah. And that we die upon the sunnah. That we actualize the sunnah in our lives. We actualize the sunnah in our statements. In our belief. In our character. So that we may attain paradise. So we may attain paradise. Wa sallallahu wa sallam. Wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.